He did not neglect to tell how they had disposed of Black 13 by putting it in a storage locker at the World Trade Center, where it would be safe until early June of 2002, and how they had found a turtle which Susanna had dropped like a message in a bottle in the gutter outside the Dixie Pig. "So brave," Susanna said, and ruffled Jake's hair. Then she bent to stroke Oi's head. The bumbler stretched his long neck to maximize the caress, his eyes half closed, and a grin on his foxy little face. "So damned brave. Thank ye," sighed Jake.
"Thank ache,"
Oi agreed. "If it hadn't been for the turtle, they would have gotten us both."
Jake's voice was steady, but he had gone pale.
"As it was, the pair, he..." Jake wiped away a tear with the heel of his hand and gazed at Roland. "You used his voice to send me on. I heard you."
I had to," the gunslinger agreed. "'Twas no more than what he wanted."
Jake said, "The vampires didn't get him. He used my Ruger before they could take his blood and change him into one of them. I don't think they would have done that anyway. They would have torn him apart and eaten him. They were mad."
Roland was nodding.
"The last thing he sent, I think he said it out loud, although I'm not sure. It was..."
Jake considered it.
He was weeping freely now. "He said, 'May you find your tower, Roland, and breach it, and may you climb to the top.' Then..."
Jake made a little puffing sound between his pursed lips.
"Gone. Like a candle flame. To whatever worlds there are."
He fell silent. For several moments they all did, and the quiet had the feel of a deliberate thing. Then Eddie said,
"All right, we're back together again. What the hell do we do next?"